This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Bob Lennox. Four semifinalists were named Tuesday afternoon for the presidency of the University of Louisiana at Monroe. They include J. William Berry, Executive Vice President and Provost at the University of Dallas, Nick Bruno, University of Louisiana System Vice President for Business and Finance, Peter Foss, Provost and Vice President at the University of Texas at Tyler, and Thomas Moore, Vice President of Academic Affairs at Winthrop University. Joining me with thoughts of the selection and upcoming candidate interviews by the search committee is New Star assignment reporter Stephen Largent, who covers higher education. Any surprises among the four semifinalists chosen by the search committee?
I don't think any surprises. I think people who have followed past presidential searches within the system at Southeastern, for example, knew that Nick Bruno, who is the chief finance officer at the University of Louisiana System office. He was somebody that was well-regarded and apparently came pretty close to landing that job at Southeastern. So that may have surprised some people that he got the nod over somebody like Lamar Pritchard, who was the former dean of the College of Pharmacy at ULM. I think people who had really followed that really kind of saw Nick being a finalist. As far as the three that were recommended by R.H. Perry and Associates, I don't think that's that surprising. The system did pay them $30,000 for a reason, so it would have been surprising had they not recommended those candidates that the search firm turned up. But, it is a little bit surprising, though, that only one of the folks who applied through the system office was chosen as a semifinalist.
What do you believe that says about the process from here on out in that they have those three candidates from the search firm that are semifinalists now?
I think it shows that really, there are no favorites, really. That their past connections to ULM really aren't a crucial deciding factor here.
As you've heard the criteria from the committee, do any of the four semifinalists' credentials, whether in materials they've submitted to the UL system, do any of them stand out as meeting most of those points?
I got to be honest with you, I have not dug into the application materials, all of the new applicants quite yet. I have looked at a little bit at William Berry's materials, and he's the Executive Vice President Provost of the University of Dallas. It seems like his application materials, it seems like they certainly meet the criteria that the search committee is looking for. They are looking for somebody who's got some strong academic experience teaching in the classroom and somebody who's also got some executive-level leadership experience.
With the semifinalist interviews coming up, what do you believe will be the prime question of committee members to those candidates?
Oh, gee. They're gonna have a lot of questions, but if I had to guess, it's the thing that's on the tip of everybody's tongue at all these public meetings, and when you talk to students and you talk to faculty members, it's budget cuts, and that's the driving story right now in higher education in this state and across many states in the country that have state budget problems. It's gonna be, how are you gonna weather this? It's about to get a lot worse than it has been. State has a projected $2 billion budget deficit for the next fiscal year. So they're going to want to know how this person is going to come in, and they're certainly going to have to make some additional cuts. How are they going to get faculty on board? How are they going to, address students who are certainly going to be unhappy to have some of their programs cut? How are they going to deal with that? And that's something that is really going to touch everything across the university for the next 2 years.
Stephen Largent, who covers higher education with the New Star in Monroe. Stephen, thank you for your time.
Thank you.